Let's look at building rapport. Recognising moods and feelings. A conversation is a two-way exchange of information, normally with one person speaking while the other listens, and vice versa. During an average conversation, you can expect to spend about half of your time listening. Learning to listen actively is an important skill that can really make a difference to building good working and social relations. When you fail to listen properly, you may misinterpret what is being said, lose the thread of the conversation, jump to conclusions, misunderstand the speaker's real problem or concern, make an inappropriate response, give the wrong information perhaps, or interrupt the flow of the conversation, or even make the speaker feel angry, hurt, or confused. Learn to play the detective. Although you hear with your ears, you listen with your mind. Clear your mind of distractions and make a real effort to enter into what the other person is saying. This is vital if you are to recognise and understand your colleague's moods and feelings. Active listening takes place at three levels. 1. Thinking. This means listening to the person's words, phrases, and sentences. 2. Feeling. This involves listening for the emotions behind the words, for example, the feelings that go with what is being said. As a detective, you will note voice, volume, tone, hesitation, etc. 3. Intent. This means listening for the reasons behind what is being said, even if the person does not actually state what these are. Remember to make listening noises. Ask relevant and appropriate questions. Reflect feelings. Repeat back key information and summarise what has been said. You cannot possibly begin to build rapport until you demonstrate active listening to your colleague. Using techniques to establish maximum rapport. The best rapport builders automatically alter the way they speak and move to suit the person they are talking to. When dealing with others, you can use a useful three-step neuro-linguistic programming technique to help convey understanding and establish rapport very quickly and effectively with people. Voice tone is said to be more than 5 times more influential than the words you speak. So, if you want to gain rapport, try to match the person's voice in terms of tone, speed of speech, breathing rate, volume, and pitch, for example. Studies of top telesales people confirm that they actually do this, shifting their voice automatically to suit the person that they are talking to. This step is called mirroring. If you were face to face, you would also try to align your body language in a subtle way. You may be surprised how quickly you can build rapport by mirroring alone. Pacing goes a stage further by enabling you to keep in step with the other person, altering your speed of speech, volume, and voice tone to match theirs. It is possible to do this only once rapport has been established, otherwise it can seem like mimicry. You might then want to move on to leading. This involves a gradual change in your speed of speech, voice tone, and volume in order to create a shift in the other person. For example, having gained rapport with an irritated colleague, you are likely to want to calm them down. Little by little, you would reduce the volume and speed of your voice and adopt a more relaxed tone until the other person is ready to communicate more calmly, resulting in a fruitful interaction for both parties. Similarly, if you are frustrated by the slowness of the other person, avoid showing any impatience, but instead slip into their rhythm and match or mirror it. Once you have paced this and built rapport, you can gradually increase the rate of your voice to lead them into a speedier way of communicating.